Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today is Scott Bennett, and we have some marvelous, marvelous topics for you. A lot of information, just a trainload of it, really. You know, a funny thing about the official histories is usually they're all lies, but they're official. And it's something I talked to Daniel about, the Rosetta Stones of the century, whether it be Pearl Harbor, the assassination of President Kennedy, 9/11 as the three main Rosetta Stones. The official histories are such. And we're coming up to a time now where almost a whole generation weren't around when 9/11 happened. They probably have little care or regard about this monolithic change to human civilization and the United States and the rule of law and the way business is just done. And that's a terrible thing. And if this becomes entrenched for the future, then everyone will look at the official story as being the real deal. And maybe time will go on, could even be centuries, and maybe someone will be rummaging through some rubble and find an old computer hard drive and have some means to restore it. And maybe there'll be past episodes of the Power Hour on it. And they'll listen to these things and go, wow, the official story is a lie. We found something like the Nag Hammadi Gospels, something that were just secreted and buried away in a cave and restored and brought back to treasure. That there was another avenue, a very difficult avenue that people had to walk. Christ was crucified. The disciples were imprisoned, beaten, tortured. That is the weight the truth bearers carry when they're in basically the devil's realm here on earth. The evil ones fight us terribly, and we just have to keep persevering. I keep a big nail on my desk just to remind me of the price of the crucifixion. That if I'm going to walk my Father's walk, the nail comes with it. And I'm not afraid of that, because the truth is better, and there is a better place for us. And this Dianne Feinstein, when I hear her name or Nancy Pelosi, it's like fingernails on the blackboard. You know, if you're into the Jaws movie, then you might have a memory of how catchy that is. It just drives me. And one thing I did look into was this shooting she was involved in with. And we did a show that on this in Power Hour in November last year. And I went over this this crime, the murder of Mayor Moscone and Harvey Milk. And I looked at it without the rose-colored glasses on this time. What really got me into looking at it is Dianne Feinstein carried a piece. She had a gun, a concealed carry permit. That just floored me. And that opened up like the Inspector Columbo in me to say, you know, there's something wrong with this picture. Dianne Feinstein carried a gun, the same make, model, and caliber of Dan White's, the alleged killer. And then you start scratching your head and going, she was the first person on the scene. And there were two distinct types of bullets used, hollow points and lead, jacketed hollow points and lead. And then you go, Ki Bono, who benefits from this? Once the mayor is taken out of the picture, and Harvey Milk, a popular person in San Francisco at the time as well, she becomes the power base and ultimately the new mayor, and her road to success in politics is paved. And she openly says, you know, she went in there and she tended to both bodies. She put her fingers in the bullet holes, but she also said that they were shot in the head and their head was blown off. Well, there's nothing to save at that point with gaping wounds to the skull. So she's lying. There was nothing to save. And she had a gun that she turned in for destruction as a UN gun banner for being a model person to have your firearms melted down. And then Inspector Columbo says, what if she was the actual murderer? What if Dan White maybe shot these people and then just left the room? And she went in and finished them off with the coup de grace. Well, Dan White's pistol went missing from the police lockup, and hers was melted down. So there's no way to find out from ballistic evidence what really happened. But what really floored me is the power base in California politics in those days is a very well-known household name. Gone now, but very well-known. Jimmy Jones and the People's Temple. Dianne Feinstein lunched with him. He was the money and the power behind the Democratic Party. And when you look at the Democratic Party as it's manifested into its modern era, it is like a cult. And no matter what evidence you can pull up with, truckloads of it, to prove malfeasance, crimes, illegalities on local, national, international stages, they are just immune to even having any of this information penetrate, because they're being run like a cult. And I believe, in my own heart of hearts, that that's what we're dealing with, is a mind control program embedded into a political movement of despot criminals that rival Jimmy Jones, who have no trouble passing the Kool-Aid off to you and doing any nefarious deed or act to get ahead. That's what I feel is probably what really happened. But we can never know. Dan White's dead now, and she'll never confess, I'm sure. But, or even was she even mind-controlled under this Bengali Jimmy Jones? He had amazing power. He commanded President Carter-elect to send his wife to him to have dinner or breakfast or whatever, to share a meal with him. He was, like, under obligation to do it, and he did it. And Jimmy Carter was to be the president of the United States. So that just shows me who the power is and who the power is that we think it is. And they're not the same thing. And going to her is like going to the devil incarnate to look for some sort of resolution. And the fact that she's in power, controlling the levers of government for we the people, just sends shivers down my spine. And Nancy Pelosi was also involved, too, at the beginning with Jimmy Jones and the People's Temple people, because they had like an army of activists that could be anywhere. He bragged, I can have 6,000 people at your door within 24 hours to do anything for you, to go door to door, to lobby, to go from poll to poll, to vote. So you can have multiple, we vote for 100 times, 1,000 times, however many you could get across. He was a master of that. And as I joked once before, Hillary Clinton has mastered that, too. She's the only politician I know who can bring the dead back to life just to vote. And then they go back where they came from. But that's the power of the evil that we're dealing with. They are playing at a very, very high level. And one of the best players we have on our side, as I've heard in the last half hour, is Scott Bennett, who has knowledge and no fear to deal with these people and to take them on, even at great risk, even under penalty of imprisonment. But that was God's blessing, really, because God left the gold mine in the jail for him to have. Seek and you will find. But that was probably the last place you expected to find it. Is that right, Scott?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, he also taught me law. He it was the best education I could have had, because being in a camp, I was surrounded by political prisoners, lawyers, stockbrokers, CEOs of companies. I mean, men, brilliant men that were just shanghaied by a corrupt Justice Department. And some of them took pleas because they had wives and children and they'd rather do a year in prison than risk 5 years, even though they were innocent as the driven snow. But I met some of the fascinating figures. And of course, Brad Birkenfeld, the Swiss banker, had 19,000 bank accounts, WikiLeaks cables, telephones, addresses of the bankers, whole reports on FBI counterterrorism operations and fraud and things that were going on. And he just dumped it in my lap. And he was as bizarrely, estranged by this. He didn't have the Lord in his heart, but I think he will as a result, because he sees God's divine hand. And I remember one day walking out of the jail, jail cell or the jail, and it was a camp, so there was no fences. And I'm just walking across to a library, and I stop and I said, God, why am I here? Because this is the most bizarre thing that's ever happened to me. And I instantly, the thought was, my mission was to find the terrorist money supply and stop it. And I've come to jail and found the Swiss banker with all of the Swiss bank money supply that terrorists were using. and this is my mission. And I looked up in the sky and I saw a chemtrail right over my head. We were on a mountaintop, so it was about 150 feet above my head. And the center of the X, the center of the chemtrail, because it was two chemtrails overlapping in a perfect X, in the center of the X, the nexus, was directly over my head. So I was at the center of the nexus, center of these two chemtrails, and when I looked up in the sky, there was not a cloud in the sky, so it was a perfectly blue sky, and with a big white X over a big blue sky, that was the Scottish flag. And I thought, it's because of my Scottish upbringing, my temperament, I was born in Scotland, I have this Scottish fight in me. This is the reason the Lord made me this way, to make me the fighter that doesn't stop, that doesn't back down, that isn't intimidated. And this is just the fire that the Father has created to toughen my metal, to hammer out the impurities, to really gird me. And I'll tell you, George, I was a changed man after that whole I was changed after that one moment, looking up in the sky and seeing the nexus and having it confirmed that I'm here on mission. And I was forever changed after the prison experience, because it strengthened me unlike anything else I'd ever encountered. And most men who go through the prison experience come out that way. They're very, very strengthened and fearless, because you've been tortured, essentially. You really have been tortured, and your family's been tortured. I some of the peculiarities of this, too, was Michael Isikoff, the NBC news reporter, and Tom Hamburger of the Washington Post came up and interviewed me for 2 hours about this. And they did absolutely nothing with the material I gave them. They didn't print any of it. Instead, they said to me when they sat down after 2 hours of debriefing them on all of this stuff, they said, "Why do you think the CIA would do this, Mr. Bennett?" And I had never mentioned the CIA up until they did at that very moment. So they were obviously CIA, and this is important because now we see Michael Isikoff one more time on the Muppet Show Theater, because he was the a journalist who broke the Christopher Steele story. Christopher Steele was the MI6 British agent that was inventing this false Russian dossier report to blame Trump and say he's colluding with Russians and he was hanging out with prostitutes in Russia and all this nonsense. That was Michael Isikoff, the same guy who came up and sat down with me and got all of the shell game material. And Tom Hamburger of the Washington Post was the same guy who wrote the story about Donald Trump Jr. getting WikiLeaks cables before they were released. And that story fell flat because they got the dates wrong. But it's important to know that Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger came up to me, Scott Bennett, a military officer, shell game, terrorist financing, all of this stuff implicating CIA, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation. And now they've appeared in this Carter Page, Christopher Steele, MI6, Donald Trump, you know, the WikiLeaks thing, John Podesta emails. So they are CIA deep assets, Mockingbird assets. And this may explain why they're trying to question Donald Trump Jr. and all of these things. But they're going to come out. The truth will come out. You can't invent it. And I think at the end of the day, George, you're going to have a long list of prosecutions and indictments and imprisonments before 2020, before the president's election, from John Brennan to Jay Johnson to, of course, Hillary Clinton to Eric Holder to Lanny Breuer to Loretta Lynch to Covington and Burling, the law firm. And here's the other interesting thing. Covington and Burling represents Michael Flynn. And I told Michael Flynn's brother, hey, this law firm is dirty. They are sneaking up and trying to represent Michael Flynn, and he should immediately throw them off and say they can't represent me. They're implicated in this whole terrorist financing operation. They're probably representing him to get an insider track. What do you know? And take a plea and all this other stuff. So Covington and Burling and Clinton, and of course we now see the other things, the uranium one and all this, but the shell game, the terrorist financing that Hillary Clinton did in 2009 was the biggest thing, I think, the biggest scandal of the robbery of the American Republic. And it's also what she destroyed on her server and her emails, because they show clearly this whole contract with Saudi Arabia and all these Wahhabi Sunni countries to give her money for endless power. And they thought they were going to get away with all this, George. They thought they were going to win the election, and God overturned them. God came in and threw over the money changers' tables and destroyed the temples and tore the veils and said, my man Donald Trump is going to be president. Now, whatever you think about Trump, he's got good, he's got bad. I don't love some of the foreign policy stuff he's doing, because I think it's potentially problematic. If a war erupts with Venezuela, I think that could destroy his presidency. And Tucker Carlson says the same thing. Same thing with a war with Iran. Same thing with, you know, a war with Russia and Ukraine. He doesn't need that. The American people won't stand for that. And I think they would vote for Tulsi Gabbard if war did erupt, because they're so sick and tired of these fake wars. And Trump can't get away with selling this. And I know he's charming and charismatic, but he's not that good. And John Bolton is the albatross around his neck. So Trump's got a lot of bad people around him he needs to get rid of for his own health's sake. And I know there's a game at foot, and I know he's trying to keep the neocons supporting him. But at the end of the day, Trump's going to win on his populism. He's going to win by appealing to the popular blue dog Democrats and the Republicans and the independents. And he's got the ability and the stamina and the charisma, but a foreign military intervention could really devastate him. So I hope he's not going to go that way. But all of this, I think, is showing a lot of things. I was in Iran last year. The Lord took me to Iran, which is a fascinating experience. And they're not the enemies that they're shown to be. They're not the Wahhabi boy raping, women beheading savages. They don't throw homosexuals off the rooftops. The mullahs are not some totalitarian fascist group. I mean, I went to the universities. I lectured at the universities. I was praying over Iran. I was speaking the Lord's word. So there was a definite impact, and I see great spiritual growth coming out of Iran. I think they are going to find the Lord, and there's going to be a great revelation there. But they are not the enemies of the American people. They're not, nor is Russia. Russia is not an enemy of the United States. And I think Trump knows that. He's just trying to get a lot of deals and generate political capital. But there's some problematic things that are happening. But I'll hand it back to you.
Well, as I remember from my youth, because I had a lot of Scottish friends, by the way, it went something like Slangivar Hic Magillac was the Gaelic toast. So
that's right.
We'll raise that toast to the flag in the sky and thank the good Lord for seeing you safely through your transition into being an info warrior supreme. I know a piece of propaganda was going around, and people fall for fake news, not just the mainstream kind, but even a little subversive sidebar organizations. You know, one was going around, Iranian girl jailed and raped by guards, given 80 lashes, and, you know, they talk about what her crime was is to try to vilify Iran. And, you know, so I didn't believe it from the outset. I just go, this looks like war propaganda. So I did a search on the picture to, you know, say, okay, well, where did this picture come from? And what I found out was that this was a picture of a woman who was viciously beaten by the Saudis, and that they just used the same picture to put on this story. And, you know, the Saudis were behind this 9/11 terrorism, as we had Eric Zuss on before telling you that in one of his articles, he exposed that one of the crown princes gave two of the 9/11 Saudi hijackers money from his own personal checking account. He wasn't even trying to hide it, you know, because he's just so deeply in league with the crooks, thieves, and traitors that are in the United States. There's nothing to hide that he paid them. And the connections between the Saudi royal family, international terrorism, war, are just overwhelming. They are suspect number one that should be on the FBI's most wanted list, not on the most vaunted list by people lusting after the oil, the money, and the power from this family, which is probably the richest family on the planet Earth. And it's just absolutely disgusting that they can commit crimes like this. get away with it and just seem to completely, totally own, control, and dominate all our political infrastructure around the world. Even here in Canada, you know, we have all kinds of heinous crimes being committed on women and people in Saudi. Canada's been complaining about that. And we supply arms for them so they can go use them and kill people in Yemen to monopolize whatever assets they can loot out of the ground there. And then as I was searching for some things for this show, I found another old article that I'd forgotten about. Saudi state spies on dissidents in Canada using software built by an Israeli firm. And, you know, okay, here they are, like, hand-in-hand, tag team, let's take over the Middle East and control all the oil, all the wealth in the world, and have all agents of government being our lackeys, and we line up and kiss the ring, or worse, and allow this to happen. These great evils bring terrible karma to our nations. And if we take it up to the next war, which, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about that in detail with this arming up to go into the Middle East again, just I find absolutely loathe, because I don't want to see innocent people killed again in another atrocity of just making a failed state out of Iran like we did with Iraq or Libya, and Syria as well. Syria is, you know, if Assad is a bugger, the people who started this war to remove Assad are a million times worse for totally destroying and destabilizing this country. Assad couldn't do that in a thousand lifetimes. And we are responsible for that blood. And it just boggles my mind at how lame duck most people are, that they just don't care. And when we unleash the dogs of hell, if I ever wrote a thesis in university, it would be the karmic effects of war. Because as you're invading, you think you have all the power and everything's going your way. When Germany was invading Russia, they never, ever expected that the wave would turn and everything that they put out would come back on them. Japan, the same thing. They were flattened into the ground. So every shot you fired, you were basically shooting at yourself, your own people, your own families. Why do it? Anyway, we're coming up for a break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation, the last nation under God. Joining us, Scott Bennett, a hero, warrior, supreme. We'll see you on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today is Scott Bennett. We're taking on the evil powers of the planet Earth that are deeply embedded into our lives through whatever connivance got them into power. We just have to just marvel, really, at the work that Scott has done and many other truth warriors. James Fetzer is a hero supreme, too, taking on all these false flag things with just vehemence. He's the bulldog of research and information when it comes to that. I just never regret in any way, shape, or form that I made contact with him and can share information with him and just watch him at his work. He is just absolutely fantastic and deserves your support because he is fighting for your freedom. As I say many, many times before, being a Canadian on Canada Day, when political incorrectness was turning my country inside out backwards to something I never even recognized anymore from my youth, I started to look into the works of the media scientist Marshall McLuhan, who advised all the alphabet soup media companies, President of the United States, on communications, how to use communications as a tool, but many of these people go beyond tool and use it as a weapon. And as I went over a lot of his sayings, I was just absolutely amazed at why I didn't get into it sooner, because one of my colleagues was his last PhD student. But he said, World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. I can't say that enough. We live invested in an electric information environment that is quite as imperceptible to us as water is to fish. So when we live in this media matrix that we're in and all this crap media is sent around, all these lies, these fairy tales, they completely immerse us and we're completely unaware that they're there. And we actually may even think that some of these thoughts that are put into our mind are actually our own, when in fact they are not. His most important saying was, the medium is the message. So whatever you're turned into, whether it's TV, radio, printed media, that they are inserting their ideas into your mind. Just, you're being programmed just like you were a computer. You're a biological computer, and they know that, and they're taking advantage of that. And a lot of these lies, sayings, innuendos are put into your mind so that you can be controlled. But, of course, he also said the counter to that, too. To educate means to produce immunity against a television, because that's the ultimate weapon that they have, is you just sit in front of the box, and you're just hypnotized into whatever they want you to believe. At work, many, many times, there's a big story that comes out, and I just find it uncanny as I meet people through the day, no matter what media they take in, radio, television, or the newspaper, that they all repeat the same memes through the day. And I know that because I do alternative media, that they're repeating a lie. And even though these are very intelligent people, very knowledgeable, the high end of Toronto society, I find it just uncanny at how brainwashed they are and completely unable to form independent thoughts or to challenge things. One of the funniest ones, of course, is when you see these false flag operations or some type of terrorist event, immediately you're hung, drawn, and quartered on the front page of every newspaper, every television, every radio, pretty much around the planet Earth. Winston Churchill had a saying for that. A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. And in our modern communications era, it probably gets all the way around the world several times before we get our pants on to take it on or fight it back. And we're supposed to believe in the presumption of innocence. I remember discussing that with a lawyer once over one of these false flag events. And right away it's like, you know, hang him, do this, do that, do that. And I'm going, well, what you see here in the newspaper is double hearsay evidence. Someone said something happened to the reporter's telling us, and we have absolutely no idea if it's true or not. We haven't had any opportunity to go over the evidence. We haven't heard anything from the other side in any way, shape, or form to know how this individual got to be the suspect at large here. And this is just universally accepted as gospel, and you are tried in the media before anything. And nothing's going to get you out of the conviction, really. You go to the courts, and automatically they're presuming you guilty from the get-go. And at best, you are struggling for your life to try to prove you're innocent. And that's not supposed to be the fundamental basis of our societies. In the past, the most heinous of criminals were presumed innocent. But in this political action, with political crimes, especially with the weaponization of victims. As soon as you see a victim being weaponized as a thought control device against you, you know right away this is probably most likely a psychological warfare attack on you to strip you of your power, especially since Americans were smart enough to write it down and said, we the people. But ultimately, you are the government. And what the deep state or the New World Order apparatchiks are doing to you is they waged a coup to dethrone you and disempower you so that you can go back to servitude and the elites can rule by fiat again, which is the complete antithesis of what we're supposed to be, especially as Americans. It just makes me shiver, really. And, you know, I'm glad you come on board to the Power Hour Nation to get a breath of fresh air, to fight the good fight. And you can take the good fight to other places by posting in places and saying what the Power Hour is, supporting the Power Hour financially, making references anywhere with links to Scott, to myself, to the show, to what Daniel does, to what other guests do, to get that information out. Even if it's just to put up a little notice, even if you don't have anything on the internet, you could just write Power Hour Nation.com down on a piece of paper and stick it up on a community notice board with a comment about the show and a suggestion or something to spread the word around. Make Power Hour Nation one of the top 10 radio stations in the United States. And then we have a return, the war of the restoration of the Republic, fought to a success where these evil villains can finally be put on trial and face their due process of law, which hopefully ends on a scaffold or something like that. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about one of your more favorite false flag shootings or terror events as a psychological warfare operation.
Well, you know, the most recent one, and I pounced on it like a cat waiting for a rat. You know, we get acclimated to these, and very quickly we see them and jump on them. And this one that just happened in New Zealand, I think is enormously significant, both for the religious connotation and the stupidity and the ineptitude with which they executed it. And I instantly downloaded the video of the New Zealand shooting. Jim Fetzer did too, and many others did, before they could scrub it. And they did. They erased it from the internet, and they've threatened people with 10 to 14 years who live in New Zealand if they are in possession of this video, which is fascinating. And that is the nail that I'm going to hang YouTube on, because there, YouTube is aiding and abetting a crime against the people of the United States, conspiracy. We could go at length on all the different laws that have been violated, fraud, all sorts of things. It is a psychological operation, of course. But this New Zealand shooting, I jumped on, I downloaded the video, and I did several shows, one with Jason Goodman on Crowdsource the Truth, and Jim Fetzer and I, and Michael J. Anderson, who's a Vietnam vet too, Army guy. Jim's a Marine, I'm an Army guy. And we looked at this video frame by frame by frame, second by second. And the takeaway, of course, is not a single human body in the New Zealand shooting suffered a bullet fired into it, because there was no physiological typical response that the human body experiences when it is impacted by a bullet. You know this from your police experiences. Anyone who served in the police or the military or even hunted or shot weapons knows that when a person is shot with a bullet at 10 feet away, and it's a high caliber rifle bullet, 223 or 556, or not a 762, but a high caliber bullet, they are impacted, they are hit backwards, there's lots of blood, there's holes through them, big holes, holes in the walls, blood spatter everywhere, and that is accompanied by the typical human reactions of crawling, running, screaming, you know, white hot adrenaline. They don't just simply fall on the floor and turn over so you can't see their face. And there's in the very first shots of the video, when he goes in to New Zealand and he goes in playing this crazy music, and the gun, you know, has all this funky writing all over it, and they're playing the pipe band, when he's going into the hall, as if it's a, you know, American Revolutionary pipe band, and he starts shooting people, and they just start dropping like they're video game targets. There's no holes anywhere. There's no holes in the walls. You can see it when he turns in his first door and shoots at a guy who jumps behind a wall. There's no holes in the wall anywhere. There's obviously blanks. And he walks down the hallway, and he shoots up the room. There's no hall. There's no holes. There's no people running and screaming and falling. In fact, there's just instantly two piles of bodies with a couple people that fall down. And there's a guy that tries to run past the shooter. He shot at point blank range in his left shoulder. There's no hole in the wall. There's no blood spatter. He just simply falls to the ground and doesn't utter a word. So the shooter then walks over, and then he walks out, and he walks back in, and he goes over to one pile of bodies, and he shoots one guy lying on the ground with his little white Muslim hat that's blown off. Well, that's from the air concussion of the blank, not from a bullet exploding his skull and his brain like a watermelon, which would have happened if you shot a high caliber bullet at a guy at 4 feet away. It was just an air compression. His little hat blew off. So the whole New Zealand shooting, not a single person was shot. Now, I won't say nobody was killed. I don't know. They may have killed people before. They may have shuttled them in. They may have dug up a cemetery. I don't know. But no person in that video was impacted by a bullet. So fruit of the poisonous tree, the whole thing is a fraud. And it was a psychological operation to confiscate guns, to terrorize the population. Masonic police, who knows what the whole motivation was. The Twitter stream from the New Zealand police before the shooting was stupid. It was about like cats and little silly things. And then the shooting happened in Christchurch. allegedly in a Muslim mosque, and you also see the guy in a car with the windows rolled up shooting his shotgun point blank range through the windshield of his car, and it didn't penetrate the windshield. No bullet shot through the windshield because it didn't break. There was no shattering. And I've heard and seen Max Egan's claims, and I think he's absolutely wrong. Jim Fetzer debated him and said the same thing. So we have to look at the forensic physical science evidence. That's all that matters. And
well,
we
one thing I may interject on while we're still fresh at it.
Yeah.
Like you say, I worked around arms and armed people for a long, long time. And I had a colleague who screwed up once with a shotgun inside a vehicle. And let me tell you something. Your head, you might as well take 10 or 12, 15 punches by the heavyweight champ, for the bell's going to be ringing in your ears.
That's right.
You are going to be a stunned monkey that you won't even be able to stand up from the concussion, the blast, and the noise. You're talking about enough decibels in a contained area that can almost do brain damage to you. So for this guy to discharge a firearm inside a motor vehicle, especially a high-powered shotgun like that, and I'm sure he wasn't using, you know, like a number nine shot for trap shooting or something like that. He was using, you know, heavy magnum loads. Your head is just going to be pudding inside, and there's no way you're going to be taking too many easy steps when you get outside, and you're going to be deaf for a while. Maybe a long time, maybe forever.
Yeah.
But please continue.
No, you're exactly right, and I'm glad you pointed that out. That's exactly what would have happened with that concussion, with the windows shut, and the windshield would have shattered if he shot through it. He didn't. So the physical evidence indicates that there were no bullets, no real guns that were shooting, and there's all sorts of anomalies, such as the disappearing shells when he's shooting down the street. You see them ejected from the firearm, but you don't hear the distinct 3 to 4 tinkle sounds that are made when a shell casing hits the cement ground. Anyone who's been to the range and fired, and you know your brass casing is ejected and it hits the ground and it bounces 3 or 4 times and you hear the tinkle of the brass. It's kind of a nice sound. You don't hear any of that when the guy is shooting. You see the bullets eject, the casings eject, but then they kind of disappear. Now, Jason Goodman and others have chalked that up to being computer memory missing, you know, memory capability. You know, the Meg or the GoPro couldn't record it. I don't buy that. I don't think so, because you don't even see the casings on the ground. So the New Zealand shooting was very, very significant, I think, because it set a dividing line. Those of us who are woken up to this really woke up and saw this and stood against it. That's the thing, George. You kind of talked about that. People who listen to you and watch the show are growing and strengthening in their conviction of independence, and they're not going to buy these lies. They are growing very, very skeptical, and if not furious at the mainstream media and the politicians for trying to ram this down people's throats to take their guns. And I think it's leading to a civil war. It's a quiet civil war. It's a soft civil war. But I think we're in the middle of a civil war now. And it's those who are reasonable, those who love God, love their family, love their freedom, love their independence. They don't have to live way out in Idaho or in the boondocks and, you know, live as self-autonomous farmers necessarily, though that's not a bad thing. They simply are living in, you know, towns and communities and maybe some in the cities, but they want their ability to defend themselves against thugs, violent thugs, both wearing a uniform and not. That's what the Second Amendment's for. It was enshrined. It wasn't given to us by the founders. It was recognized by the founding fathers that God Almighty gives people the right to defend themselves from the demoniac lunatics. And of course we preach the gospel, and of course we walk in the truth that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee thou shalt condemn. We have enormous power. We have the Lord of the universe on our side. And if he chooses to martyr us, if he chooses to take us out, well, of course, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And to die is gain, and to live is Christ. So we're walking through this time of schizophrenia, of madness, of sexual schizophrenia and delusion and drugs that they've been giving kids, Xanax and all these antidepressants for 20 years. And they've grown up into this hysterical, antifa, lunatic, narcissistic, instant gratification group of retard kids between 20 and 35. And they're roadkill. I think, in a sense, a lot of them are just done. You just have to turn away from them. They're the ones who are defecating in the streets and pounding on the Supreme Court doors when Kavanaugh was the Supreme Court nominee. I think they're going to get worse and worse and worse as time winds down. They're only going to become more homicidal. They're going to be lighting themselves on fire, killing themselves in this mad insanity protest that they are so deluded, and it sounds almost cartoonish to say this, but the left and the Antifa types and these kids that are pulling down statues and their idiot professors and teachers that are egging them on and saying, you can be a man if you're a girl, and a girl if you want to be a man, just cut off your penis and take this hormone drug, and it's your right. You don't have to be the sex gender that you're born with. You can be as God. Didn't we hear that lie somewhere before? And isn't sexual self redefinition the first main action that they can take? It's all a part of a devilish, insidious plan to destroy humanity. But we're already seeing a big portion of humanity be destroyed. We have to come out from among them and be separate. We have to be, independent minded people. And I think that's why Trump was elected. People knew. They just didn't take polls. They didn't respond, but they knew in their heart of hearts that if Hillary Clinton was elected, the country, if not the world, would go over the waterfall into the oblivion of the abyss of death. And they hoisted Donald Trump on their shoulders and they threw him over. They defeated these other, metrosexual Ken doll Republican, competitors. And they put in a man who wasn't a Republican. And yes, he's got foibles, he's got flaws, but you know what? He's still made it. He still got in. And it turned the mainstream media schizophrenic. They lost their minds. The Democrats lost their minds. And then they hung themselves by their own gallows. Remember the story of Mordecai and Haman? I think it was Mordecai who made the gallows to hang Haman. And it ended up the emperor hung him on his own gallows that he created. Well, the media have done that. The Democrats have done that. They've destroyed themselves. And 2020 is looking like, I think most people, reasonable people, are abandoning the Democrat Party because of their sanctuary cities and their flood of illegal immigrants and their New World Order agenda and their, you know, homosexual LGBTQ agenda. And all of the presidential candidates on the Democrat side are absolutely mad and furious, and they're full of white reparations. If you're a white male Christian heterosexual, you are the enemy and you need to be paying reparations to people, black people, for whatever reason. Candace Owens, who's a black woman, I think is a wonderful speaker. I'm sure she'd love to talk with you, George. She is one of the champions a young Democrat black woman, but she's really a conservative. And she's challenged and overthrown this Democrat demagoguery on the black people. She's one of the few leaders that has. But yet we see the Democrats doubling down on their madness. They can't give it up. They keep pushing this Russia hoax nonsense. And I think the American public are looking at the ground, shaking their head in shame and disgust that these Democrats and the mainstream media still are so self-obsessed and narcissistic, they can't get away with it. But we always have to come down to answer your first question. The biggest false flag, I think, was 9/11. 9/11 was the greatest false flag attack on the history of civilization. And I'm just finishing a video on it. I'm going to put it up probably today or so. I'll send you the link. The greatest false flag in the history of humanity, because it has destroyed the greatest amount of humanity, and it was based on a lie. And George Bush needs to be executed for this, for treason. Dick Cheney needs to be executed. Condoleezza Rice needs to be executed. Everybody in the White House really needs to be executed, because they were commander in chiefs, and the military who worked at the Pentagon need to be executed for treason for this, because they had a duty, George. They swore an oath to the Constitution. They raised their hand to the American people and said, I will defend you. I will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they didn't. They didn't stand up. They didn't say this was a coup. They didn't say there was no plane at the Pentagon. That's all they needed to say. They didn't have a military investigation step up and say no person steps on the Pentagon lawn and takes one piece of air wreckage off of this lawn except the United States military police. They didn't do that. All these military people who stuck their head out the window, who saw there was just a hole in the Pentagon, who knew there was no plane, all of them are guilty of treason, and I will never accept anything less than the full prosecution and execution of these people. This is not an opinion. This is science. We have to go back to the science and the physical facts, and we see no plane was on the Pentagon. I think Barbara Honegger has done a wonderful job. I've talked to her many, many times on Behind the Smoke Curtain, where she analyzes the Pentagon. All of that changed our entire paradigm of existence. Suddenly we became a country with the primary export of war. We went over in, of course, 7 countries in 5 years was John Bolton's agenda. Mike Maloof, who worked with Bolton, who incidentally came over to Iran with me, Mike Maloof and Phil Giraldi and many, many other men from America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Britain, Ireland. We all went over to Iran, and it was a wonderful experience of just trying to speak and build bridges about peace, stability, and things like that. But they all pointed that 9/11 was a fantastic, great false flag attack. And Iran is coming and challenging the 9/11 case in New York that was put against them. And interestingly enough, that may explain why they are so obsessed with making war against Iran. Because when I was in Iran with many others, they were talking about 9/11 and how they were going to bring their defense and expose 9/11 as the great false flag it was.
Indeed, indeed. A great, great speech and a great ending. We're coming up to the end of the wire, unfortunately. We just seem to really be getting into high gear now. But thank you for all your work, Scott. Thank you for coming to Power Our Nation. Thank you for just being you and serving our real master, the God who created us, because that's what counts, and that's where we're being judged. And you stand high, and so do many others. And the rest of you, you can still climb back up. It's never too late. This is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund. We'll see you next week, hopefully with Stanton Friedman for Roswell. Thanks for coming out. We love you. Yahweh, Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Is Yahweh, the righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the 3-in-1, He is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com.